fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. Kind of like my Friday, because I'm taking off right after the show and heading out to Michigan. Brian Thomas will be here with you tomorrow. Paul Santos here with you on Friday. Also later on today, New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell will be with Chris McCarthy. He's going to be calling in because the mayor is in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. And he's going to call in during his normal time period, the 11 o'clock hour. And I'm sure they will address this, not only yesterday's homicide, but the fact that it's now the third homicide in 14 days in New Bedford. The second homicide in 3 days in New Bedford. And not only have we not heard from the mayor, you know, we usually don't hear from the police chief. And we haven't heard from the city councilors. So we'll see what the mayor has to say about that later on, plus some other topics as well. And he'll also give some of the flavor of what's been going on at the DNC. And speaking of New Bedford, Channel 12 has had a story. They've got it on their website, and they've been running it multiple times this morning during the news about the completion of the South Coast Rail train station in New Bedford. I don't know where Channel 12 has been. I don't know. Maybe they put out a press release and I didn't see it. I know we got a South Coast Rail update email yesterday. Let me just check that and see if that's what it was about. Oh, you know what? I probably deleted it. But the story is how the New Bedford train station is now complete. Okay, so the train station's complete. It's still sitting there, unable to be used until next year. And if you haven't been by either of the train stations, you know, the Whales Tooth is the Whales Tooth. They just put in a little bit of, like, a little covered area and I guess some benches or whatever and a sign. They're still working on the pedestrian bridge, which is beautiful. I mean, that's coming along really nicely. But then the Church Street station has looked like it's been done for a while. I drive by it frequently when I go to Gifts to Give on Saturday, and then I go down Wood Street and head down to go over to Savers, my thrifting route. See, now they just put it up again. Here's the story again. And it looks like it's been done for a while. It's fenced off so nobody can get into it. I thought they were going to have some kind of access way, like a staircase and then a walkway to get over to the other side of the tracks so that people could go over to the shopping areas. But I guess they're not doing that. Or if they are, maybe that comes later. But if the MBTA is listening, which I doubt they are, they're busy testing trains. But if you're listening, perhaps that's something you should add in. Another story that we talked about yesterday, and I didn't even know this yesterday when we talked about it, but yesterday marked the 25th birthday of the Providence Place Mall. So as we were talking about the potential for Macy's to be leaving Providence Place and what the future of that space could be, it turns out that it was actually the 25th anniversary of the opening day of the Providence Place Mall. And, you know, we're talking about what could go into that Macy's space, but this story at ABC6.com talks about how the mall itself doesn't even have a certified future. Because right now, the current tax treaty agreement that the Providence Place Mall has with the city of Providence ends in 2028. And there have not been any active applications. This comes from Mayor Brett Smiley. This is what he told ABC 6 News. At this time, we don't have any active applications for an extension or a new agreement. The mayor will reevaluate the potential for a new agreement that reflects the long-term economic goals of the city closer to that date. So the mall might only have a couple of years left. And then what happens? Well, that space could be some prime real estate for apartments. And you could probably just retrofit the mall itself. The mall's not in bad shape. You could keep all the restaurants downstairs that are still doing pretty well. Keep all the restaurants going. And then you've got three floors of apartments you can build. Heck, one guy already made an apartment inside the Providence Place Mall. We had that story before at WBSM.com. I had heard, and I don't know how much this is true, but this is something that was told to me years ago, that when they were either going to build a casino or a mall, and Rhode Island didn't get the approval at the time for a casino, so they built the mall. But that they wired the mall so that if it ever could become a casino, they'd make it a casino. I don't know if that's true or not, but that could be an option. You could turn that into a hotel and casino. Macy's, Boscov's, one of those stores could be your casino and the rest of it could be a hotel. Again, with the restaurants all staying on the bottom. There's a lot of possibilities. But will it remain a mall? That remains to be seen. And ABC6 talked to some mall goers. One Rhode Island resident, Jada Jones, said, "Honestly, I think this mall has evolved more than most malls have, with new food places in the court." But then a lot of people pointed out to the fact that they can do all their shopping online, but that it's places like Dave & Buster's and Level 99 that makes them want to go to the mall. So yeah, you're going to go to Dave & Buster's, but you might also walk around. I like walking around the Providence Place Mall. I have like a route that I take when I go. I park in a certain area, enter in a certain door, and I know I'm going to go this level and then go up here and then do that and then come back around. Maybe stop and get something to eat. And it's a great experience if you don't mind malls. For a long time, I hated malls. For a long time, I didn't want to go to the mall. I hated being in the mall. But I've softened over the years and into that. And maybe it's nostalgia for the malls of the past, but now I can go into it and walk around and spend time and not get frustrated and angry. When I was in my 20s, there was, you know, so many young kids hanging around the Independence Mall causing problems that it just ruined the mall experience. But now that I've mellowed in my old age, I don't really let that stuff bother me. And I've never had any problems at Providence Place. I've never had any problems in the Dartmouth Mall. I haven't been to the Cape Cod Mall in a long time. I have to go to the Cape next week. Maybe I'll go to the Cape Cod Mall and walk around just to get the lay of the land. It's been a few years since I went through the Westgate Mall, but I've heard things aren't going so well over there. Someone posted in the Brockton Facebook group that the mall is closing at 7 p.m. now on a weeknight. So South Shore Plaza is another one that I'm probably a few years overdue to go take a walk through. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could just comment on the DNC.
Sure.
So, you know, it doesn't floor me, but I am just, it's so reprehensible how intellectually dishonest Democrats really are. They will take anybody and just plop them up and make them the best, and all like lemmings just go full bore with like a Harris situation. Here's a woman who, and we know the story, in 2020 didn't get a vote, didn't get a primary vote. Now all of a sudden she's a nominee because they kicked out President Biden, and there's no doubt he was forced out. And then everyone gets around her. They don't even question, like, at least Republicans, there's a lot of people that will hold their nose and vote for Trump. There's a lot of people that Republicans that won't. And they'll question him, and they'll talk about his policies and his past and everything else. All that happens in the Republican Party. There's an intellectual debate, and people decide, wow, you know, is he good? Is he bad? There's a lot of people that think he's, you know, if it was another Republican, this would be a shoo-in. But, you know what, and they may not vote for him. I don't necessarily agree with that. But on the flip side, it just doesn't matter who they put up. They could have put up anybody. The media would make and fawn all over them. This woman is not, absolutely not qualified. Wasn't qualified to be the vice president. Clearly, as a commander-in-chief, with everything going on, not only in the border, but just across the across the world, she is not ready for this. But yet, they make it seem, and I'm assuming you're a Democrat too, and I
am not.
Do you question this woman? Do you question her qualifications and what she would do in the event Iran lobs sends another couple of missiles over at Israel, for example, or the war in Ukraine escalates? Is anyone even thinking about what she'll do?
I do not question it because she has had 4 years as vice president. She was a senator before that. She has experience. She has more experience to take that job than just for example, Donald
Absolutely
Trump had when he took the
not.
Job.
And what are you basing it on? Are you basing on what happened under her administration and Biden's administration, what happened in Afghanistan, what's happened in Ukraine, just billions of dollars given away?
She served as vice president to
Israel?
She served as vice president to a man who had more foreign relations experience than any president that I can remember in recent years.
But you're making my point for me. You're covering for what's gone on in the Middle East right now, what's gone on in Ukraine. It's deplorable how we left Afghanistan and then we bomb a car full of people going to a wedding. Like, are you kidding me? This is the problem. People like you and everyone are...
Okay. You want to start playing that game? Did you vote for Donald Trump in 2016?
Yes, I absolutely did.
And what experience did he have? What leadership experience did he have at a government level in foreign policy? What was it about him that made
not
you say,
much.
I think he's the guy to do this?
Not much. He had Pence, but what I voted for, because at the time, our economy was in shambles. And see, here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. Because when Donald Trump says, hey, I'm going to get the economy back, I'm going to get jobs, he actually did that. Right. He got jobs. He ended up, we got energy independent. We were looking way better in the middle. He asked the United Nations, you need to pay your fair share. That's a home run. That is actual like results. The Democrats have said the same thing that they said at this DNC that they've been saying for years. We're going to, you know, help everyone. And we're going to give you $25,000 a year to buy a house. They've been saying this for decades. What has she done or what has this administration done that they're saying that they're going to do it? And by the way, they're lobbying against the last 3.5 years of their own failed policies. They keep going back to, oh, you don't want to go back to 2020. Well, we definitely don't want to go back to 21, 22, and 23, which we're in right now.
So what if she wasn't the vice president? What if she didn't have that track record of doing that? Would you be as apprehensive about it?
What I would have been is at least if like the in when they ran against Trump in 2020, at least there were, what, 10, 12 Democrats on a stage, all, you know, debating themselves on who was going to do
Here's the real reason why none of that happened. And you can say, well, everybody threw themselves behind her so quickly. They didn't have time. They did not have time to go through that process. And if they want to beat Donald Trump, which is what they want, they had to make a quick decision.
Exactly, because, and I just said it, the intellectual dishonesty. Oh, Joe Biden was fine. He was great. Even Kamala Harris said it after the first debate. He's fine. He's ready to go. And then, bam, because you lied for 3 years that this man was actually running. I don't know who's running things, but is actually up for the job. And this is, again, you're making my point after point after point. When you are intellectually dishonest about the capabilities of the current president, sure, you have to do what you did right now. And that's why you throw anybody in there, a Kamala Harris, with literally
Joe Biden's not running the country. Kamala Harris isn't running the country. Somebody else is running the country. But you're going to go and blame everything that's happening on Kamala Harris when you just said she's not running the country.
Because she is just a figurehead. This is it. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's Chuck Schumer. Could potentially even be Barack Obama pulling strings behind. There is absolutely. How do you think Joe Biden got out? Do you think it was on his own, or do you think Nancy said, hey, tell you what, Joe, here's the situation.
I mean,
you know what?
Do you want
cost the seats.
Do you want my honest opinion on that?
You got to go.
My honest opinion, my gut feeling on that is I think that there's something medically wrong that they're just going to wait until after he's not in office anymore to reveal. That's just what I feel. I don't know anything about that.
And you think that started yesterday, 2 weeks ago, or maybe a year ago?
I think it could have been a recent diagnosis, yeah.
The party is intellectually dishonest. You're not honest with what's going on in the foreign policy. You just think throwing billions of dollars, money that could be spent here at Ukraine, is going to with no checks and balances. That's foreign policy, right? You know, telling Israel, you sort of got to stand down. We still have hostages out there. You leave Afghanistan.
What's the better policy? Standing by and just letting Putin take Ukraine?
I don't know. I think giving billions of dollars to Iran
because that's what's going to happen if Donald Trump is president
was a bad idea.
If Donald Trump is president, Putin will take Ukraine.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did Iran lob missiles into Israel when Donald Trump was president? Did we leave billions of dollars?
I don't think who the American president was has any effect on what happened over there. I think that was building to a head anyway.
And this is why this country's in the way, because people that think like you, and there's a lot of you, are just thinking, yep, we're just going to put him in. Who cares what the repercussions are, you know, in foreign policy? Who cares?
You put a buffoon in office in 2016 that had no experience in any of it. So you're just as guilty of what you're accusing me of.
No, because there's a record with Donald Trump. Come on now.
Yeah, a record of what? Going bankrupt?
He made China pay tariffs.
I'm talking about 2016. You're talking about revisionist stuff of what he did when he got in. And she could get elected and do all those same great things.
And who fast-tracked I'm a big antiviral person, but he fast-tracked with warp speed to get, a vaccine out. And you know what?
You forget all the months that he spent trying to ignore the fact that it was happening before he did that.
Right. And Russia collusion was true, right? He colluded with the Russians and this and that. Now we see bank accounts, right? From the Biden family.
Nice deflection. Except what I said is absolutely true.
Report?
What?
How about
why don't you go back to what I said
falsified.
instead of playing whataboutism? Why don't you go back to what I said? Did he or did he not ignore COVID for many, many months?
let's face it, now that we know what happened, you know, what we saw, millions and millions of people that ended up dying, you know, a lot of them under Democratic governors, they ran it in their own state, you know, New York being one of them, of how they handled the situation, right? So you can't pin that on them. Most of the governors in the states, they handle things different. Florida handled it different. New York handled it different. So you know what? There was autonomy there to do what you want. So I'm not going to pin that on him.
Do me a favor. Get yourself some beer mustard so you can dip your pretzel into that. I got to move on to some other calls. 508-996-0500. Those pretzels are pretty salty. I got to take a break here. We'll take some more calls. Callers, hang on. I definitely want to get to you. All right, let's take another phone call here. Phil's agreed to hold off to the news so I can try to clear these phones. So let's just make quick points here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think the shrillness that we're hearing in a voice like the last caller is that, you know, Harris is climbing in the polls daily. They have their convention going on. The enthusiasm we see at the convention is off the charts. I mean, people who are staunch Trump supporters are seeing this and realizing what's happening. That she's already passed him up in the polls. There's going to be so many people working to support her that I think that's why you're getting the shrill reaction that you're getting from those who are hating what they're seeing. They had it in the bag if Biden was going to be the candidate, and it's not in the bag now. It's anything but that. I also want to make one other quick comment. On COVID, Trump failed miserably. He did not react early at all, and I cannot help but remember him suggesting that we inject disinfectant into people's lungs to try to cure COVID. I mean, that's the president of my country saying that on national television, international television. It's just embarrassing.
Well, now comes all the phone calls from people that will say, well, that's not what he said. They play the whole clip.
It is what he said. And he looked over at the medical people sitting on the side, and they all had these pained expressions because they know they can't disagree with him, especially not publicly, not while cameras are on, because they'd lose their jobs. He had failed bankruptcies. He defrauded charities. He did so many unethical things before he became president. To say that somehow he was more qualified then than Kamala Harris is now is just laughable.
Yeah, but I think you're right. It's panic. I gotta hold you there, though. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
And callers, hang on. Let me just have Phil do the news real quick, and then we'll get right back to your calls. Hold on. We will get to you. We'll be back. Phil, take it away.
The Obamas make their case for President Kamala Harris. The Secretary of State leaves the Middle East with no Gaza ceasefire agreement and a focus on food dangers as kids head back to school.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Obama says Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are the leaders America needs right now.
If we work like we've never worked before, if we hold firm to our convictions, we will elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
Speaking at the Democratic National Convention Tuesday night, he went after Donald Trump, saying re-electing him would be dangerous. Obama said Harris will get up every morning and fight for the American people. Michelle Obama also spoke, telling her hometown crowd to do something.
If we start feeling that dread creeping back in, we got to pick ourselves up, throw water on our face, and what?
Do something!
We only have 2.5 months, y'all, to get this done.
The former First Lady said while her husband was president, GOP candidate Trump felt threatened, quote, by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who also happened to be black. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East without a Gaza ceasefire agreement or a deal for Hamas to release hostages held since October. Blinken has been meeting with negotiators in Qatar on a proposal that would bring Israel and Hamas closer to an agreement. Before leaving on Tuesday, Blinken told reporters the deal, quote, needs to get done in the days ahead. A former Minneapolis police officer who received the shortest sentence for the 2020 murder of George Floyd has been released from federal prison. Thomas Lane was released Tuesday after finishing his state and federal sentences. Lane was convicted by a federal jury in 2022 of violating Floyd's civil rights for not responding to his medical needs during the 9+ minutes a fellow officer was kneeling on Floyd's neck. The FAA is ordering the inspections of hundreds of Boeing 787 Dreamliners after a flight last March took a sudden dive that injured at least 50. The Chilean flight plunged after a seat flew forward and knocked out the autopilot. At least four similar issues have since been reported. And as students head back to school across the country, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is asking parents to be aware of potential food allergens. USDA program specialist Zoya Sitar has tips on how to pack children's safe lunches.
Teach your child to, you know, wash your hands before and after eating, identify what those allergens look like. And this may be a little hard, but don't share food with friends if in case they do get sick or your own child gets sick.
USDA says 1 in 13 children has a food allergy. To make sure kids are safe as they head to the cafeteria, experts say parents should be aware of 9 food allergens, including milk, fish, eggs, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, soybeans, and sesame, which was recently added.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox evened their series with the Astros at a game apiece after holding on for a 6-5 victory in Houston last night. They'll look to capture the match this afternoon. Game starts at 2:10. And the Patriots making a number of roster moves on Tuesday. New England adding depth to its front seven after signing defensive end Kobe Jones and linebacker Christian McCarroll. Last preseason game with the Washington Commanders on Sunday night. And you can hear it all right here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It feels like fall. These temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning under mostly clear skies. Below average temperatures unseasonably cool this afternoon under mostly sunny skies, low 70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight, just a tad cooler in the low 50s. Low 70s for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, moderates by Friday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's jump right back into the phone calls, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Light them up, Tim. Light them up. Good job, Tim.
Thank you.
That was a good job.
I mean, I think that previous caller is right. It's you know, paranoia, fear seeping in because things are getting a lot closer than they were when Joe Biden was the candidate.
Right. You know, it was the funny thing was all I heard was, you know, he needs to step down, elder abuse, and every other thing you could think of, right? As soon as he steps down and they see some sort of energy, oh, now here it comes, right? Unbelievable.
Great
you know
point,
what I wanted
yeah.
to say, though? And I was listening to Donald Trump about 2 weeks ago talking about, you know, China thinks they're going to be sending autos through Mexico and I'm going to put a 100% tariff on it. And then all of a sudden, Elon Musk and him become buddy-buddy, and Elon Musk is throwing all this money towards him. I smell a rat.
Well,
I mean, Donald Trump has always been anti-electric cars.
You're cutting out a little bit on me there. Yeah, I think I lost you. Try and call back. I'll let you finish. I think your phone cut out there. But, no, that's a great point. And you know what really bothers me the most about Elon Musk, that disingenuous little jerk that he is he bought Twitter for the purpose of having, you know, free speech and a fair space to be able to have different opinions and all of that. He blasted Meta for allegedly having influence in the 2020 election. And you know what I see every single day when I open Twitter? All of Elon Musk's tweets, which are mostly about the election these days, or at least the ones that I'm seeing are. And I unfollowed Elon Musk, and I'm still being fed his tweets. I haven't tried blocking him yet because I'm just doing a little experiment here. But, and I don't know, maybe you can't even block his account. But even though I unfollowed him, I'm still seeing his tweets about the election. That sounds like election interference to me. If he thinks that what Mark Zuckerberg and Meta did was election interference, it sounds like he's doing the same thing. Why am I seeing all of your tweets if I unfollowed you? If somebody unfollows me, they're not going to still see my tweets. He bought the app so that he could have that kind of power. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, that's actually something that was on my mind, exactly what you're talking about, Tim. Elon Musk talked about how Zuckerberg and the owner of Twitter were using that for political purposes, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Except, and all the Trump supporters agreed with him. They were like, yeah, absolutely. You know, the two CEOs are using it, and it's election interference, and it's election manipulation, and now they don't care. Now, all of a sudden, because they never did. They only care about it when it's on, you know, their side. They encourage it, to be honest with you. But one thing I got to say about the DNC, I absolutely hated that they shunned the Teamsters president. They didn't. The Teamsters president who spoke at the RNC, who historically has always supported the Democratic Party, he was shunned. He didn't even get a call back because he wanted to speak to the DNC also, because like the Teamsters president said, listen, we're not beholden to one party. We're beholden to our members. And the fact that the DNC turned their back on the Teamsters president shows, you know, kind of like an immaturity level at the top. I don't like it at all, to be honest with you.
And you've got so many speakers, you know, they've got so many things going on during the course of the day. They could have found the time.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the largest unions in the country. And probably the most powerful besides government workers. And they're gonna shun them. And I get it. Like, Teamsters are allowed to be there. They're invited to be there. Different business managers, but the international president. So this is a personal vendetta against the Teamsters president himself. Now, this guy is from Boston too. So this is pretty big, right? This is our backyard guy, and he was shunned, and I don't like that at all. It shows an immaturity level, and it shows more like a less bipartisan atmosphere that I kind of don't like that at all. And I'm very supportive of the Teamsters president. And the fact that former President Trump invited him and he came, speaks volumes. And it wouldn't surprise me if there's a non endorsement from the Teamsters. I don't think they're going to endorse Trump, but I don't think they're going to endorse, or at least the president of the Teamsters. I don't think he's going to push to endorse Harris. I think there could be, for the first time in probably history, that the Teamsters is going to sit this one out.
And I think he probably wasn't going to, you know, pull a feign and go up there and take the jacket off and have the T-shirt on underneath, and that's what they were looking for. And it, you know, I don't think he would have played that role for them.
No, absolutely not. I also heard, and this is a rumor. Oh, actually, going back to what you were saying about Elon Musk real quick, it just popped in my head. The reason why you're seeing it is probably on the For You page versus the I Follow page. So it's stuff that they're pushing down your throat, the algorithm, because it's because you probably look up a lot of political stuff. They're pushing that, and he's just going to be in your feed, in your For You feed, consistently. And that, because that's what he's doing. He's trying to push his message. And you won't find him under the followed page because you unfollowed him, but because you're on the app in general, you're going to see him on the For You page, which is something that he's going to use to his advantage. But one thing that I did see on Twitter, I don't know if it's a rumor, it's probably a rumor, that RFK is, or the RFK campaign is debating whether or not to endorse Trump or actually just keep pushing forward. They're not going to endorse Harris if they drop out. I saw that once. I'm not sure if it's 100% true, but that's something that's fairly interesting.
Well, I just blocked Elon. We'll see if I still end up seeing stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite part about it is it says if you block somebody, they won't be able to see the stuff that you post either. So, yeah, I think I might have a few things to say about Elon, which I know he'll still see anyway. I got to hold you there. I got some other callers here, but have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, sounds good.
It feels weird saying have a great weekend on a Wednesday, but I'll be gone the next couple of days. Let me squeeze in a couple more here. This caller is next. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I'm an independent conservative, voted for different parties in the presidential elections, and of course, coming from Massachusetts, when we vote local, we basically, the Democratic state. But that being said, politicians are always going to flirt with the truth on both sides. Mm-hmm. They are distorted to say the best to get into office. How many presidents have promised us the world, and very rarely do any of them deliver. My beef is with the media, because I would expect the media to be nonpartisan. It seems like we have no more invested journalism investigating issues that are like inflation, the border, these wars we got going on right now. It seems like we've always had an insecure border. There's been no administration that secured our border, as far as I'm concerned. I think this administration has let the doors open more so, way more so than most. So let's make that clear. We've never had a secure border. But being as it is right now, how is this good or bad from America? Where do you find, you'll hear that, we know we have a housing shortage, and we know in Massachusetts here, the governors, that there's no more room at the inn. You let these people in. And it's an issue that's going to affect us for years and years and years to come. I just wish media would give us more. Like, if I want to find something out about immigration, I could watch Fox News. How true is it? I don't know, because it doesn't seem like it's an issue. I mean, we've heard the president say the border's secure. We heard the secretary of the border say it's secure. I don't think it's secure, but I just want more investigative journalists in the media on both sides. Tell me the truth. Because what do I base it on? Hearsay and gossip? And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. And let me take one more here, and then I got to take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. I don't think it's secure. This is why when you call in, you want to turn your radio down and listen on the phone so you don't get the delay. All right. Let's see here. Let's see how it works. Hi, that's you. Hello, once, twice. All right, you're going to have to call back. I can't listen to myself a second time. It's bad enough I have to hear myself the first time. You're going to make me hear it again? But that's the key, folks. When you're listening on the radio and then you call in to talk on the phone, you got to turn down your radio, extinguish your device, as Art Bell used to say, and then listen on the phone. You'll be able to hear the phone. You'll be able to hear the show while you're on hold, and that's when you'll know that it's your turn. Then you don't get that delay in the middle, because we have to have a delay because you never know what stupid thing I might say, and I don't want to get in trouble. All right, I got to take this break. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Bills in the mail if you sign up for solar. Isaacson can answer that question. Isaacson Solar can answer all of your questions about going solar with simple, transparent, honest, direct answers to all those questions. They'll come to your house. They'll take a look. They'll tell you if you're a good fit for solar. And if you're not, no problem. They'll go on their way. You can go on yours. But although it's your house, you probably want to stay there. But they will also, if you are a good fit, sit down and explain all to you about how it'll work, how they'll install it, what you can expect. And then you can take that free, no obligation quote, talk with your family, and decide if going solar is right for you. And then you will be receiving bills in a matter of time from Eversource that say, no payment due. So check them out, isaacsonsolar.com, ISAKSEN, isaacsonsolar.com. We have a few moments remaining here, 508-996-0500. We can take some app chat messages as well on the WBSM app. And just want to make you aware, because I'm not going to be here for the rest of the week, so I want to make sure that you know about this before I leave. We've got some fantastic deals right now at seizethedeal.com. Your chance to get some great half-price deals to places like Duke's Bakery in Fall River, the new Bread Brazil Bakery, the Vault Music Hall and Pub, Tipsy Toboggan, Mimi's Kitchen. And you can even still get some gift certificates to Churrascaria Trapero's Grill. Used to be known as the Brazilian Grill. Now it's under a new name, but the same great food. And you can get $50 in gift certificates right now for $25. Those usually sell out very quickly, so head on over to seizeadeal.com right now and get those before they're gone. Seizeadeal.com is the place to go every day and check for all the latest deals to save yourself money. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I just want to wish you a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
A nice spooky trip. Bring back some good stories. That's great.
Well, I won't actually be doing any ghost hunting or anything spooky while I'm out there. It's just basically I go and I sit at a table all day at the convention. I'm going to speak tomorrow at 2 p.m. On the Bridgewater Triangle to a room full of people. I get to be on the same stage that Johnny Cash played and so many others.
Wow.
So it's very exciting. And
great.
And then we just kind of hang out afterwards. You know, we go out to dinner, we have some drinks at the bar, and then we go to bed and do it all again the next day.
That's awesome. Well, you have a wonderful time. It's a great end of the summer trip.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you.
All righty. Have a good one.
You
bye
too.
Bye now. Safe travels.
And thank you. We got to take our final break here. We'll be back in just a few. And let's end things with a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Kim.
How are you?
Kim, I disagree with you on a lot of stuff, but I certainly respect you at all times. I'm going to ask you a question, and you don't have to. I mean, I'll take my answer off air, but in 2020, Kamala Harris was the first person to be rejected by the Democratic Party as far as a candidate goes. In 4 years, what changed her, or what changed to make her the most acceptable candidate for the Democratic Party? And I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but in the eyes of a Democrat, you would see better than I would. But what would you see? What has changed?
Well, just
in 4 years?
Just as a point of clarification, I'm not a Democrat. I'm unenrolled. But as a liberal person, I think it's a combination of two things. One, they've seen what she's done for 4 years as vice president. You know, whatever you want to say about that, they've seen it. So they mm-hmm. have a little bit more of an understanding of what she's all about. And number two, you went into this change with only a couple of months to go, and you really didn't have a lot of options on the table. So I think there might be some degree of, you know, default to this as well. If this had happened in April, there might have been more of a process.
You know something? That was a straightforward, honest answer, and I respect you for that, and that's why I listen every day. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too.
And I think that's really, you know, what it comes down to more than anything is the machinery was already in place to have her step in because she was already part of that campaign. And this makes it quick and easy. And you couldn't have dissenting voices at this point. If you had dissenting voices going into the convention, it would have been a bad look. And you're trying to beat another person. So that's, you got to be all on the same ship. Is it about who gets that job, or is it about keeping the other guy from getting the job? And so if that's the case, you put all that aside. You know, Josh Shapiro was doing the roll call vote and, you know, cheering on Tim Walz. You don't think he wanted the vice president's job? We know that he wanted the vice president's job. It's been reported how badly he wanted it. But he knows if he starts a fight over it, where does that get you? Now, the real question comes if she wins, what happens in 2028 when there's more time? Then is there more of a challenge? Anyway, that's going to do it for me for today. I am out of time. Chris McCarthy is coming here.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.